Yesu yebazi waburuganda. Musibye mutya mulinyira mukama wafe Yesu. Uburamu buli butya. Mboliza kuneibao. Mwagalize ebirungi. Mwagalize ebirungi okuva mu mwaka guno n'okuyingira muguli. Afunenge ebirungi ebyerere biva eri kitaffe w'omuguru. Kugenda mu kaseera ka kujulirana kwebaza mukama.
We are going in a moment to testify and thank the Lord.
Amanya ne dobozi.
And by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Omune Musumba.
Together with Pastor Bosa.
Omusomi of our Bible.
And our Bible reader, Teacher Isaac.
Yes, yebazi bwenyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Wetegeke era manyinga wetegesedda.
Prepare yourself, and I know you prepared yourself.
Ogenda kujja okwebaza mukama jja kujje.
To come to thank God where he's brought you from.
Nebyo byakoledde.
And all things is done for you.
Ogenda soka tukosesa awe moyo okwebaza.
Sawa namba. Use one solid hour for thanksgiving.
Yes, yebazi bwenyo.
Praise Jesus.
Webaza mukama tumujulira.
Thank and testify the Lord.
Yes, yebazi bwenyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Na yenja gadoso kwetegeke bwoti.
But I want you to fast. Prepare yourself like this. According to Ezekiel 34, God has passed us through many pastors and within the world, which has a lot of pressing things. But we want to thank Him. For even though we passed through all those places, we
read
and studied demons and many things,
we
studied things not understood in His kingdom. We never knew heaven, yet it's our home. But God has done us good
to
be able to reveal us those words. Let's read Ezekiel quick as you prepare yourself.
Ezekiel
34
from verse 1.
Ezekiel esula ya satumunya n'olunyiri olusooka. Awe kigambo kya Mukama nekinjigira nga kyogera nti omwana w'omuntu balagulireko abasumba ba Isirayiri olagule ogambe abasumba nti bwati wayogera Mukama Katonda nti zibasanze abasumba ba Isirayiri abeeriisa bokka abasumba tebandiriisizza ndiga.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Amen. Zisanza abaki? War unto the shepherds.
Basumba abiri saboka.
The shepherds who take care of themselves alone.
Ne bakama endika bulungi nyo.
And they milk the sheep very well.
Ne biwebwayo.
All the tithe and the offerings.
Ne bali embizi.
And they eat pork.
Ne bavuga amamotoka.
They drive cars.
Ne bazumba amayumba and bazimba amayumba gabwe.
Build their own houses.
Ne nebera bida. Okulabirira
ekisibo kya Katonda. But they forget to take care of God's flock.
Kyo musumba tiyandiriisizza ekisibo.
The shepherd ought to have take care of the flock.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. All of us have passed through places. Maybe if you say that you've not found and made anything in the past season. Your shrines, you had your prophets and shepherds there. There in false churches and religions. All of you have seen things out there. Till God has reached us here.
To
begin to feed and make us drink.
But
the past seasons,
we
had pastors taking care of themselves. To get out of this year,
to enter
the new year, it's going to be more unto pastors who feed themselves and they forget to feed the sheep. And we know it. In January,
we're
going to begin the right Christ and His church, the false Christ and their churches.
So zibasangide dara.
Now war unto them.
Na kama mwebazi.
But I thank God for He's gotten you from there, for He's redeemed you. And two pastors who feed themselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Truly
they build houses.
They
have hotels.
They
have
skyscraper buildings.
But you're out there, they suck out every money from you. And he asks, won't the pastor have fed sheep? And what surprises more? He didn't give you the word. For he twisted and distorted it. He subtracted and added it. Even your physical needs he did give you. For the Lord Jesus, he gave us food of the word, which is the spiritual food. But when he saw us hungry in the flesh, he asked, how many fish do you have around? How many bread do you have?
And
he said, we can't send off people when they're hungry like that. Now a good pastor and shepherd. We copy from him many things.
It's
very good example to us. We've seen shepherds who feed themselves. And they have their heads behind big like this. They appear like a hippo. They walk in airplanes. But the sheep abandoned out there. Others are worth billions of money.
But
church, we move on crying. This has come from what? Shepherds who feed themselves. And they never feed the sheep and flock.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
Now it's required of us to thank the Lord.
But
at least when he brought us here, he's given us knowledge. He's fought our battles. He's providing for us. Things fail and you see God has planned for you. We know that this 1 year, ever since we began, ahead it's going to be beyond us to be very well. For God has fought battles for us. We used to battle sometime back
then.
You beat demons, but they never die.
They
never get bound, they run from there. There is this moment we are in. And you sleep.
Michaels
in your warfare and they act. You may see it as something simple.
Ask
someone out whether they have ever tested that.
We're
not there that we fast so much. But God takes care
of us.
I see a space of thanking him. And I see a debt. Let's see verse 3.
Ezekiel 34
verse 3.
Muria masavu.
Amasavu go.
And when you reach out there, you may see the assistant pastor having a very funny car. But the pastor has a fleet and then expensive car you can see through yourself. They
hit
cards and parts.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Why have I brought these words? You passed somewhere yourself. There are things you saw. There are things which troubled you.
But
perhaps God commanded like that. You fast and you cease to have even any flesh. Now look at how you look good. And those pastors told you, the outer man is passing away, the inner man is being renewed. But when they told you that word, you dreamt when you had slimmed so much. And you are even naked. They lie to you, the inner man is growing. Anytime the outer man is passing away. The outer man is passing, but the pastor is growing and fat.
He
tells in heaven there are good things. But he is
the
tall to the knees. Your portion is not in heaven, it's been given you now. Seek for portions in heaven. You wait for the Lord. He's putting his baskets. Now war unto those pastors. And I know you have ever passed those situations. Not all that they are like that. But most of them. Let's see the next verse.
Ezekiel 34 verse 3. Mulya masavu ne mwambala ebyoya.
The
clothing is expensive they put on. And
you
can tell you, let me tell you. Never cloth a foot before your pastor puts it on.
For
anointing flows from the head to downwards. Wool clothing were expensive then. But right now they are suits. And they have 5 million, 10. That's what they put on.
Now, just 300,000
to begin a business.
Clothing
a suit of 50 million.
But
the preacher that says $20,000.
Pastor,
I sell one and have money for capital.
And the shoe is
$20,000.
I don't know
where he bought it even from.
Yet, now you are so
hungry.
And
he gives a testimony. God open doors for us. I was in America. I think you see the shoe.
It's
so
5
million shillings. They want to sow in it. They're
going
to move on ahead and progress. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Someone has heard that.
I
want 5
million
and
10
men who have 3 million, 10 million to come sow in it.
Now,
he's in a shoe worth of millions. You bring your little money, would have
used. You
know, suffering out there. You are in a shoe worth millions, pastor.
Go and listen.
Take care of yourself.
Now,
leave us our little money we have.
We
try to prosper ourselves. But we thank the Lord.
For
God has redeemed us.
Amen.
We thought perhaps God wanted that.
When
we say God says, what do you show in this shoe? They get at the suit. And
it's
in this suit, you see it. It has anointing.
We
want to clothe it.
You know,
we bought it $5,000. You know they speak in dollars.
You
dollars, they speak in euros.
And
pounds.
Now, they
want to clothe it
to
tap the blessing. So a seed for that.
And
you run quick. As God said, so.
And
they
eat
pots and wool, expensive clothing. And
you put in
the rain to seek the Lord. And the rain hits you.
He's
in a tent.
And he is
pouring blessings showering upon you.
Right?
And then he come the blessings to shower upon him through the rain himself.
There are
issues to thank the Lord.
Besides
eating and drinking.
But it left
you outside passing through that hard life.
They told them
that they have to be there, for they will sleep, their blessings will sleep also. Now they tell you, the one who will sleep, your blessing will slumber himself. You open your eye.
Yes.
Praise
God. You
don't know when it reaches night, you sleep. And then your blessings to sleep night. But we thank the Lord.
You
have good words to speak to God. And perhaps it may be gifts
of
thanking the Lord.
Let's
read a few verses here.
Ezekiel 34:3.
Ezekiel 34:3.
Nemuta ebyasava. Naye ne mutaliisa ndiga.
They are
in the choice meats.
Era balonda londa mu ebifu.
And they choose out the fat portions. Raise money for my pork.
Nenga omuntu yetaga nokuwasa ogu abadasi mule kungando
lyabo. Person was been mopping the
stand.
They can't raise money for them to marry.
Bamutegekerene abajiita embage yawa mwe yabadogs.
A wedding which is to a general wedding of the dogs.
And they put you
on a trailer, truck, long.
And
they take their dogs around. But what do they familiarize? That man, you mean he has no money?
Hire
a special car for every person. And you put them on a trailer truck. You are the dogs, they are taking you. You
say
you made a wedding very fresh and very expensive.
And the brides
and away in the trailer truck.
But at Deco 77 dogs.
Put on 77. These are our dogs we have so fast.
if the dog had to put it in a trailer
and they ride it like that.
Because we
have gotten foolish from there.
They
take you real joy. You know, we don't abuse people.
They have
things done and so God commanded them. God never told us to carry them like that, his people.
People
bought with the precious blood.
You know what it means
to shed blood of life? And you buy in a person?
And someone comes,
them, put them on a trailer truck. And they're taking them to make a wedding.
You're
like dogs, foolish things there.
Ezekiel 34 verse 4.
People need to be just raised.
Give them capital to start.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. But they don't help.
Either
to help, they capture them first on television. And they help two or three. And you think they are merciful. If you want to prove the story, they to tell you, and they have been there all the years. But the others are not helped in there. When you see television, say that man helps, he has mercy. Children they got from the streets, now they are homosexuals. You thought they are taken to help them. They are programmed for them. Make them do their own things they want.
Ezekiel 34 verse
4.
So, temuonyanga erwadde. So temusibanga emenyese.
Omenye ko mutima no genda na kuongera na
kumenyera. Break your heart to go and break it more.
So, temukomyangawo egobeddwa.
Abalala bagoba baba gobera ddala.
Just totally from there.
Ugezoro otero nnyo kubikola byo musumba
ajja kugoba. Of what the pastor does will chase you. Battling and evil prayers for you. But in speaking merciful things on the mouth, you may think mercy is upon them.
You
reach them and they curse you for
you
not be well. I want people who pass through
things.
You speak them clear for your hear.
Amen.
Ezekiel
34:4.
So,
you get lost, they never look for you. As long as you cease to have money, it's upon you where you head after. If you have money, they make a phone calls to you.
We are almost seeing your
tithe and your offering.
But
if you get lost and you have no money, who looks for you? On over what issue? The issue to look for you would have been the money you had to give there.
But
you
don't have,
now they look for you over what? For you thought they shepherd your spirit to take it to heaven. But they never thought for you but your own things.
Then
you see them
villages,
think they are seeking for you to take you to heaven. But he seeks for you to gather more and that baskets increase.
Ezekiel 34
verse 4.
Na ye, mwazi fuganga na amanyi na mawagali.
Umanyo kufugo kubere.
No rulership out there.
Nga, timo wadi na mawagali, wawaba ingirao.
Rutuas they enter in.
Muso kane muimira.
You first stand up. And you stand for them, they are coming. The papa is arriving. And they're holding their Bibles. You clap, clapping for them. And you're all.
Not die.
And you come.
They
are so proud, arrogant out there. And when they see them, spiritual papa is right. And we have rulership out there. Just to see them, you may run quick.
Daddy.
Papa.
So
come. Let me cease even to fail what to speak out.
They
made God a prophet of patience. And we feared him a fear which is not right.
They
fear that God is hard and harsh.
If pastor
is hard, how more God?
Reached
the time and we go.
And said, God,
you don't speak that is your pastor. Because he can beat you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you dare don't clap.
And
when it's the Lordship, the bishop. And you call him pastor who?
He
can look at you like this. Things like you don't have any sense in the brains.
It's
not a shame. You don't know God raised my levels.
That you don't know
his lordship, the bishop. And they have wives on the side.
Pastor,
on this man. And they squeeze you like that.
In
you can't go report on police.
For
some of you, they can't do even.
As
they beat you, say God has beaten
you.
You repent after. Lord, forgive me. I thank you for beating me these beatings. Now you,
there are
things you have to thank God for.
Right.
Some of you walked miles.
You're
seeking for the word, you never got it.
You rotated
years.
They
have passed you as you're hanging there. Some of you have gotten eating and drinking. Others have
built.
But in the kingdom of God, you have nothing there. You know nothing.
The seasons
pass by and finish like that.
Ezekiel 34
verse
5. Nizisasana urubuta baumu sumba.
Omanyo kusansana kuno kwevaliko kusozi.
Scattering their own on mountains.
Mubisawe bieno.
In the fields. Everywhere.
Mukosiba.
In the fasting.
Mukosura wansi.
In sleeping on the floor.
Kusansana uku.
That scattering.
Kula gante wali musumba bawa mere. Maram miti majavu.
Shepherd giving them food enough for their hearts.
Kuvema mkama boyari nyonyora.
For then he was explaining.
Echirivira kwa kutambra tamburoko.
What will cause staggering of people.
Wali mera wenjara ninyonta na yachigamu.
Femine and the thirsty of the word.
Kukusina mu Amos esule yo munana.
Amos 8.
Kukuva kule kumpa kuminabi.
From verse 10 to 12.
Ndi kubanga wali mera wenjara ninyonta.
Will be femine and the thirsty.
Siya kulia mere siya kunywa
mazi. Eating food not drinking water, but on hearing God is
people
God. Move from mountains to valleys.
The
word moving people and you seek a deliverance and you got the prophecies and you got to harvesting and try healing sight everywhere. Maybe they are my problems. Demons attack me so much as I started. Enter fasting.
Let me in the fast.
Let me sleep on the floor. Where you're in battle. Famine of the word troubling you.
Know
the truth, it will set you free. No more stagger, no more get in trouble. We are thanking God just.
It's
no shepherd. You may look for a shepherd and you never find. The one who can take care of sheep in spirit and in the flesh.
A bishop means a pastor
who can force you reach into your home knowing how you sleep and how your progress is.
My bishop is bishoping you over what?
A bishop over what?
Don't know where you sleep, how you eat.
We are going to be bishop over five, over ten, and above. How you eat, how you progress, how do you grow your children, how do you speak on your village?
Because
some of you come here humbled very well, even your mouth may think it never speaks evil, but when you reach home, shepherds over you. You reach out and say, okay, I'll clothe the sheep's skin. And I will align myself. And I calm down my voice.
Brethren, yes, Jesus.
You have fear God.
The one who says to fear God,
but what did you out? When they come and give testimonies and they cry some tears, we thank the Lord. I was
talking
morality, I'm no more in it so much. And
you
here, but they have spoken it. Now we're thanking God of what? I thank the Lord. I used to
say
morality, but I'm not more so much in it. Almost you are still in it. There's another who testified. And they thank God they were so much thief. And they stole everything. But he thanks God he almost steals everything. He steals only phones. But don't bring that testimony here, please. Let's see here.
Ezekiel 34 verse 5. Nezisasana olw'obutabaawo musumba, nesiba kyakulya eri ensolo zonna ez'omu nsiko. Nezisasana.
That's
where they have fallen, the kingdom of the devil of the beast.
Every
evil spirit trapped them from there.
Ezekiel 34:6. Endiga zange zabulubutira ku nsozi zonna ne ku buli kasozi akawanvu.
Era buli obalengera akasozi
abateeka prayer mountain. Mountain they put a prayer mountain.
Naye kitawanya abantu.
But what troubles people?
Munnange kubula mmere.
It's lacking food.
Eyomwoyo.
Of the spirit.
Singa abeera alina emmere y'omwoyo.
If that food of the spirit.
Afuna amaanyi agafuna emmere y'omubiri.
Strength to get a physical food.
Kubanga abeera n'omusana ogumulagirira.
Have light to direct them.
Ezekiel 34:6.
Ezekiel 34:6.
Wewaawo endiga zange zasasaanira ku maaso g'ensi yonna, so tewaali eyazinoonya newankubadde okuzibuuliriza. Kale mmwe abasumba muwulire ekigambo kya Mukama. Nga bwe ndi omulamu, bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda, mazima kubanga endiga zange zaafuuka muyiggo, era endiga zange zaafuuka kyakulya eri ensolo zonna ez'omu nsiko olw'obutabaawo musumba. So n'abasumba bange tebanoonya ndiga zange. Naye abasumba ne beeriisa bokka, ne bataliisa ndiga zange. Kale Mwabasumba, mulire ekigambo kya Mukama. Bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti laba. Ndi mulabe w'abasumba, era ndivunaana endiga zange mu mukono gwabwe. Nembalekesaayo okuliisa endiga. So n'abasumba, tebali eriisa bokka nate.
Ate balijjawo ebyokulya.
Where will they get what to eat?
Babadde babikamuna mu ndiga.
They have been sucking them from the sheep.
When
they would get them from there,
let's
see how themselves will survive. Don't forget, some of the programs we have, we want to plan about our television.
But
if it will be put on in place,
you
will see how sheep will run. And they look for a shepherd and a pastor. They would have begun to speak to him, and they would be hearing his voice.
Amen.
Ezekiel
34:10.
Era
ndiwonya endiga zange mu kamwa kaabwe zireme okuba ekyokulya eribbo. Kubanga Mukama Katonda bwayogera bw'ati nti laba, nze mwene, nze ndinoonya endiga zange ne nzibuuliriza ng'omusumba bw'abuuliriza ekisibo kye ku lunaku lwabeera mu ndiga ze.
Kakati Mukama waffe mwennyini Yesu.
Now the Lord Jesus himself.
Naita Mwoyo Mutukuvu ne bamalayika.
He called the Holy Spirit and the angels.
Mwe naye agenza abakunganya.
All you is going to move, gathering.
Yakunganyiza mwe.
He's gathered you.
Era akyakunganya bangi.
He's still gathering many.
Kwe tetugenda ngoko tetukola ngoko crusade.
We have never made any crusade.
Kuchitundu kuno bawa.
On this place.
Kukujja kwe eyalike Chitende.
Except the one which was at Chitende.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We've not advertised ourselves on any television or radio, as we call them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But he, God, moved on searching for them. Where are you going, my child?
Try here,
there is a word
I
gave up on. Leave me alone. Pastors have troubled me so much. There are some of you are given up totally. And you say, I no more, let me rest in my home.
Ezekiel 34:12. Bwentyo bwendibuuliriza endiga zange, era ndiziwonya mu bifo byonna gye zasaasaanira ku lunaku lw'ebire olw'ekizikiza. Era ndizijja mu mawanga ne nzikuŋŋaanya okuzijja mu nsi nnyingi ne nzireeta mu nsi yaazo zo, era ndiziriisiza ku nsozi za Isirayiri, ku lubalama olw'ensalosalo z'amazzi ne mu bifo byonna ebibeerwamu eby'ensi. Ndiziriisa omuddo omulungi, era ku nsozi z'entikko ya Isirayiri kwe kuliba ekisibo kyabwe. Eyo gye zirigalamira mu kisibo ekirungi ne ziriira omuddo omukimu ku nsozi za Isirayiri.
Twogera ku kigambo kya
Katonda
naye nga Mukama yatandise tuteekateeka
God has begun to prepare us
okulya omuddo omulungi
to eat the good pastures.
Ekigambo kye,
that is his word.
Era tukigezezaako tukirabye,
and we have tested it and seen that
anaagenda okudda ku mulyango gw'eggulu tutwala,
he will come back with the door of heaven to take us,
mu bifo byaffe ebisinga obulungi,
in our places,
bifo byaffe ebisinga obulungi,
our better places,
nga Yerusalemu
ekyomuggulu, like Jerusalem of heaven,
nga olusuku lwa Katonda,
like the garden of God.
Obutuufu nga ffe tweteekateeka dda n'obulamu obulungi twabutandikako,
we prepared ourselves and began on a good life.
Amen. Ezekiel 34:15. Nze mwene ndiriisa endiga zange ne nzigalamiza, bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda. Ndinoonya ekyo ekibuze ne nkomyawo ekyo ekigobeddwa, ne nsiba ekimenyese ne nzisaamu amaanyi ekyo ekirwadde, n'ebya ssava n'ebyamaanyi ndibizikiriza, ndibiriisa n'omusango. Nammwe ekisibo kyange, bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti laba.
Mukama ayogera naffe.
God is speaking with us.
Ng'ovudde ku basumba abatadde wali ebbali.
Pastors put them aside.
N'asooka agamba ffe ekisibo.
And he first tells and speaks with the flock, which is us.
Ng'ekanisa.
As church.
Atugamba bw'ati.
He tells us this.
Ezekiri asatu mwenye kumi na musanvu. Namwe ekisibo kyange, bwati wayogera Mukama Katonda nti laba. Nsala omusango gw'ensolo n'ensolo. Ogw'endiga ennume n'embuzi ennume.
Ntegere ekintu kimu.
Understand one thing.
Naffe mufa agenda ayitamu abadde abakyayi.
We two among them is
past.
They will never wish others. Buli
omu amulongoose ne muganda
we. Each one will correct them with the brethren.
Muli nyali ya Mukama wafu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Kubanga eri gye tubadde.
For where we have been.
Tubadde mu enjawukana.
We had divisions.
Kino ekibinja kisaba byakyo
ne kiti. This group side is own and this other.
Nabannange tulina groups ezeewunyisa.
Groups which are amazing. These hate the other. These want to torment the other. These are loved so much the others are hated. He spoken and said to us.
Not
we block is to align our issues. For being with evil pastors like that, we reached and began to hate ourselves.
We
had groups and we loved ourselves. Yet there's even someone never sit to neighbor them and you call them a false prophet.
You say,
don't sit with that person. That is a false prophet. Don't sit with the other praying an evil prayer. And even tell you when you gather that you are the only born again. Your neighbor is not a born again. Now look at your neighbor first. Who is thief of the two? Who is the thief among the two? To prove these people are hard, they have told you are the only born again. Your neighbor is the thief.
Who
of the two is the born again and another is thief. Both of you are thieves. For you look at this one as a thief. He too says you're a thief. When you look at the neighbor, you see, are they thieves? And if they have it, what are you to do to change them?
You see
how you read a word as you're in worrying, they shouldn't steal your possession. After we see how it is good for brethren to sit together and we have the love. You already called them a thief, now you're claiming of love.
Ezekiel 34:17. Mukiyita kigambo kitono nga mwalya omuddo omulungi.
We've come back home.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. And we know we've looked our home in heaven. What we got here 1 year.
It's small.
It speaks with us the flock.
You may know the
seven spirits and you have it now. You think it's easy.
Maybe
it's easy to separate a false prophet and a false
prophet.
For you've gotten the word of truth.
You call it
a small thing. Yeah, I tell you how things to thank. For it's not something simple. Not everywhere there is knowledge and understanding. Not everywhere you've gotten protection from it. From the Lord. For you've been tormented so much. At your home and in everything. Every time you are feeling heaviness. And you say it. I want to go in warfare. They have attacked me. I looked in my room.
But
I feel heaviness. You see, worms on.
Hey, Mama.
Have attacked me again. I cover myself in blood. I get anointing oil. Anointing upon myself. Fire. Every temptation. When you see those insects and worms home, you know immediately they have attacked you. Every time you're on the nest, you're trying to get them from your room. The devil that leaves your house.
When
you find a dog,
fire
the demon of adultery and immorality.
It's
you on that.
A
dog has no law, don't commit adultery. Now you see, how dare you see a demon of adultery in a dog? But you call it something simple. To eat of the good pastor.
You reach
there and you speak. The more people say, wow, where do you read and study from? But how about you? Where do you fellowship from?
Those
words you two can speak them.
So
you visit home and you speak. Your head has some sensitive always thought you had just an empty head and empty head, nothing in it. But today, God said,
God
is something simple eaten of the good pastures.
Now
we have something to testify of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
These angels were saved by the testimony and the blood of the Lamb.
Yes, he
was. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Then Revelation 12. That they overcame the devil by the blood of Jesus and the word of their testimony.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
First, thank God we have reached an understanding. Hope you put your things in line. We're going to have the first and the second phase.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
Of thanking God. Show him we have reached an understanding. Thank you for reaching me here and there. I used to be this before. I didn't have this hope, but now I have this. Pastor, quick, you don't put a story for us.
Ezekiel 34:18. Mukiita kigambo kitono nga mwali omuddo omulungi, naye ne kibagwanira okulinnyirira n'ebigere byammwe omuddo gwammwe ogwafikkawo, era nga mwanywa amazzi amateefu, naye ne kibagwanira okutabangula n'ebigere byammwe agafisseewo.
Nkwetaaga okujulira Mukama n'okunyweza.
Testify God of holding.
Kigambo ekirungi.
The good words.
Mwoyo mutukuvu omuteefu akulukuta muffe.
Gentle Holy Spirit flowing in us. The waters of life.
Agamba ndowooza kyangu nnyo okunywa amazzi amateefu amalungi.
Drink of the clear waters.
Omanyi erimu abeeranga eyo.
Omwoyo wuyo atambula. The Spirit is moving. And you stop yourself and you cry.
The Holy Spirit is moving.
The Holy Ghost is moving now.
It's moving like a caterpillar. When it fills the caterpillars, that's the Holy Ghost is moving.
Clear waters. You experience him like that.
John 7:37-39.
Inside will flow springs of living water. Meaning the Spirit was to be given us.
Now the Holy Ghost is coming. Like a caterpillar. When you feel the caterpillar, that's the Holy Ghost. When you feel fire, that's the Holy Ghost. When you feel something scratching you, that is the Holy Ghost.
That spirit wasn't his at all. But today you feel and sit and
feel
this. And you read the word, you feel it flowing. And you go home, you sleep peaceful.
When
you call Michael, you see him come immediately. You think it's easy.
They
used to tell you, oh, Moyo Mutuku Magana Tambla.
The Holy Ghost
Omuzimo Mutuku
is now going to move.
They're
going to see the hand of the Holy Ghost.
Omuzimo Mutuku. Scratching you. You
sleep
your strong head and you're falling down after. And you roll on the floor. And they say, the Holy Ghost has come.
Now we are going to get the Holy Ghost, the laughter Holy Ghost.
Kati mugenda funo omuzimu mutuku okusembere nayo.
Ogusesa.
Ogusesa. The laughter, spirit of laughter.
Begin now. The Holy Ghost has come.
Omoyaze.
Of laughter.
Owokseka.
You are
like foolish things there. And even going away, your love
failing.
Sometimes you left a shoe, you showed them to others. You're walking barefooted on the roads. You're walking without.
This
is what you've done to me. You're there. Yet you've fallen mad.
This
man put a demon upon you. You think it's the Lord. Yet you falsely accused him. But God has mastered us. Thank you for healing us. To falsely accuse him. This world and what is it?
But
not something simple to reach where we are. And we thank God
who
has saved us, still saving us, and to empower us to save many in the world in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Ezekiel Esula Yasatu Munya no Yiro Kumina Mwenda.
Ezekiel 34 verse 19.
Nindi Gazanga Ziri Evio. Yemuli nyiri de, nebigere vya mwe. Nezinyo ago, yemutaba angu de, nebigere vya mwe. Mukama Katonda kyava abagamba bwati ntiraba. Nze mwene, ndi salomu sango gwensolo, eza sava, no gwensolo enkovu.
Anti kakati muli mwaba nene.
Now that they were big,
naba langabuba tono.
Others are small.
Bravo,
others are very poor, kamu. Others are a bit rich.
That's
how you are in those churches. In those religions. But God's brought us far. And He's been for us to date.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to be ending here.
Where
you come begin to testify of the Lord for 1 hour.